I'm reading out of Colossians. A great little book. Love the prison letters. Thank God Paul went to prison. Amen? You wouldn't have half your New Testament if he didn't. Because he's just writing to us what he was going to go tell the churches anyway. Colossians chapter 2, starting at verse 1. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have on your behalf and for those who are at Laodicea and for all those who have not personally seen my face, that their hearts may be encouraged and having been knit together in love and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this so that no one will delude you with persuasive argument. For even though I am absent in body, nevertheless I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good discipline and stability of your faith in Christ. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude. See that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. Overflowing with gratitude. An attitude of gratitude. See, it's Thanksgiving. Now, Thanksgiving Day, a national holiday. There we go. A national holiday, not necessarily a religious holiday, but it's a national holiday. And for Congregationalism, that's our roots. That's our roots. It was us. It was us. Our spiritual forefathers that came over and made it through that first winter and ended up having the traditional Thanksgiving dinner, you know, the turkey and the cranberries and everything, with the Indians and, civilizing them a little bit by giving them cranberries. No, it didn't necessarily work just like that, but yeah, that's our roots. That was us. That was Congregationalism back then. So for us, it's more than just a national holiday. And it's great. It is great that there is a national holiday that says, once a year, you really ought to take the day off. Well, actually, it's pretty much 2 days off anymore. Take the day off, pig out, eat way too much, and be thankful to God. Because where does all this come from? This all comes from God. See, thus Paul said, don't be deceived by philosophy like you're so smart you made all this yourself. See, don't be deceived by the elementary principles of the world. That just because we understand how to grow corn doesn't mean you're going to suffer test trials and tribulations in life. See, mankind, since the garden, mankind has had this thing about being God. I would like to be God. I would like to be God. That would just be so cool for me. It would not be so cool for you, but it would be really cool for me. Yeah. I started that in the garden. Well, if you eat this fruit, you'll be as wise as God. And we ate the fruit and we think we're as wise as God. We do. I mean, see, who invented cell phones? You remember back Star Trek, Captain Kirk took that cell phone open? Thought, wow, that is so cool. I had a flip phone for years. Oh, Captain Kirk, yes. Come in Enterprise, beat me up, Scotty. Better than just one day out of the year where we pig out and say thanks. Paul's saying, there might be something a little better. There might be something a little better. Developing, because it comes by developing. It does not come naturally.
developing this attitude of thanksgiving until we're overflowing with thanksgiving. Overflowing with thanksgiving. See, in my other job, where I'm a counselor, of course, I do realize that everybody's marriage is sound and everybody's life is good and everybody that's got a handle on life, they're not coming to see me every week. I do understand that. But I have so many people that come in and say, and I talk to them. Right off the bat, I start talking about, we need to change your attitude a little bit. You're just being like really negative. We got to be a little more thankful. And most of the people that come to see me are Christians. You got to be a little more thankful. I don't have anything to be thankful for. Really? You walked over to my office? Well, no, I drove a car. But man, there's months I can't hardly make the payments on it. You didn't eat anything today? You don't have clothes on? You don't have a roof over your head? See, sometimes the American dream gets in our way. I'm 25 and I don't have the American dream yet. There's still toys out there I don't have. How can this be? Well, if there was really a God, I would have all the toys there were. Sometimes the American dream gets in the way. And we start looking at what we don't have instead of everything I do have. I do have a roof over my head. I do have clothes on my back. I do have food to eat. I have enough money in my wallet to get me through today. In my wallet. I don't even have to pull any out of the bank. Plus, I have plastic. Better than money. You don't have to have money to spend plastic. Yeah. Being thankful. And Paul says, among all these other things, if you're not careful, what happens is our own philosophies get in the way. Our own philosophies, our own ideas, our own humanness. And we start getting, instead of being overflowing with gratitude, we start getting over here like, I don't have this, I don't have this, I'm praying, but nothing's happening, God's not listening to me, blah, 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 blah. Have you noticed when you start down the pit? Ever play around Muddy Creek Banks when you were a kid? Do you play around that Muddy Creek Bank? You're going to be in the creek. Right? If you just play around long enough, keep playing around up there. Shoo! You're in the creek. That's exactly how you get depressed, right there. That's depression. I don't have, they're not being nice to me. Nobody loves me. See? And pretty soon, you're in the pit of depression. And there is nothing good, and there is nothing positive, and their life just is terrible. I wish I could just die. Yeah, that's exactly how you get there. Paul's saying there's a better way. Amongst all these other things, the reason I read verse 1 is for the struggle part, because sometimes Christians think that if everything's going just the way it's supposed to go, then we'll never struggle. That was the Apostle Paul who was struggling. Yeah. See, now I'm thinking if anybody had a right not to struggle, it'd been him. He's far more spiritual than I'll ever be. But he was struggling. And still looking for others to encourage. This is the way Christians should be. Encourage. Knit together in love. Not that we just see each other and go, oh. Yeah. See? Not American love. Whoa, she's hot. That's kind of American love. Love. Real love. Doing, helping, caring for one another. Wisdom. Found in Christ, all the treasures of wisdom are in Christ. Okay. We don't have it ourselves, haven't figured it out ourselves. Good discipline, stability. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. That just means be like Him. Walk in Him. Firmly rooted and built up in Him. How do you get firmly rooted and built up in God? I don't know, how do you develop relationships on earth? Spend time with them. There's no other way. So you spend time with them. Not just Facebooking. I mean actual real FaceTime. Talking. Sharing information. No, getting to know one another. Say, spending some time together. There's no other way. You got to have some face time with the other person if you're going to have a relationship with that other person. Same with God. Spending time with God. See, hanging around where God hangs around. Spending time in His Word. Spending time with other Christians, fellowshipping. Talking to God. Listening. Listening to God. Yeah. And as we get rooted, solid, established in our faith, and overflowing with gratitude. Overflowing with gratitude. Developing an attitude of gratitude. So it's not just one day out of the year. It's not even just one day out of the week. Well, Sunday, I suppose I'm supposed to smile Sunday. Hi, how's everything? Oh, it's fine and wonderful. Yeah, I've hung around church for a while. I understand what goes on. You know, if you really want to know what's going on, ask Liz. Yeah, because the kids are down there telling her everything. Now, you're up here saying, oh, yes, it's sweet, wonderful, we're doing fine. Okay. But you'd be surprised what your kids are telling Liz as we speak. Yeah. An attitude of gratitude, being thankful. Recognizing everything comes from God. And yeah, I don't have everything yet. But He sure has blessed me. And when I get down the road and I need things, He's going to take care of me then too. I mean, we've been through the worst economy in Michigan. And it's been years. Look how God is blessing Mayflower Church. Other churches are laying off, cutting back. Closing in Lansing. They've closed several in Lansing. And God is blessing us. I am glad. I am thankful. God is good. So you got to start seeing that glass half full instead of half empty. We have water. I have enough water for a drink. And so, after I drink this, I'm going to die of thirst because there's no more water. Being thankful for what we have. An attitude of gratitude to God, to other people, for blessing us. We had to skip joys and concerns last week, so we're not going to skip that this week. Joys and concerns.